What's up, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the UConn Hockey Podcast. My name is Matthew, and thank you so much for listening to today's episode. On today's podcast, me and Chris talk about the latest UConn Hockey series as they got a split against Boston College to end off the regular season and preview their upcoming quarterfinal matchup against UMass Lowell. However, before we get to any of this, I'd just like to ask if you can please follow us on social media, whether it's on Instagram or Twitter at UConn Hockey Pod, and also make sure to follow us on Spotify and subscribe to our Apple Podcast page and leave a rating and review. Doing these things helps the podcast grow, helps new people find us, and I truly appreciate it if you did those things. Now, without further ado, here's today's episode. I hope you guys enjoy. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode, and I'm here with today with my good friend Chris. Chris, say hello to the people.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Now, obviously, UConn got the split against Boston College this past weekend. I'll start off with you, Chris, just any general thoughts on this series, because it was a bit underwhelming, even though they did get the job done on Saturday, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, it was exciting because, you know, they were playing for, obviously, the home ice advantage in that 4-5 game. I mean, I think the initial takeaways were that game Friday night in Boston College was frustrating. They were up, I think it was 3-2, if I'm not mistaken. Felt like they had control. They had just killed off a 5-on-3 power play for Boston College, and then just felt like in a matter of a 2-minute sequence, it just all came unglued, and they wound up losing that game, I think, 5-3. Yeah. So if I have that right, and you know, just I don't know, just felt like they let that one slip away, and then you're going into Saturday with a must win, and you know, having to wait for UMass Lowell to lose. And you know, I thought UConn played really well that game, and they looked like they raced out to a pretty good lead, and then they made it interesting there in the last couple of minutes of that third period, made it close, but came away with the win. And then later on that night, you know, with UMass Lowell losing, they secured the home ice advantage. But so, you know, some positives, but some negatives. So, but you roll out of there with, with what you needed to get done. And now it's playoff time.
Yeah, I sort of echo the same thoughts as you have, where I thought they let the game slip away with from them on Friday. Like you said, it was pretty much a 2-minute span. And I felt like their defense needs some tightening up a little bit from Friday night, and even a little bit on Saturday too. But yeah, BC definitely made it interesting at the end of the game on Saturday. But I think it's kudos to UConn for sort of finding a way to win that game and closing it out and not letting it slip away again on Saturday, which I think there is something to be said about that.
Yeah, I mean, at some point you got to win. They got the win. It was, again, it was a fun game. It was a really fun game to be with. But again, I would have felt a little bit better if they were just able to sort of shut that thing down and, win it handily rather than, let BC come back and, make it interesting and make it close there in the last, minute or so of that game.
Now, I do want to add this. I feel like BC is kind of on a hot streak right now. They've just beat UMass in their play-in game. I feel like they're a team that can definitely maybe pull up an upset against Merrimack. I think not enough people are talking about that. I really like the talent they have in their forward group. With one guy that really impressed me was Andre Gasso. He's a Bruins prospect, and he had a really good series. Obviously, they have Cutter Gauthier and Trevor Kuntar and Marshall Warren. They have some really very highly skilled players. They're definitely a team that can make some noise in the hockey's playoffs. If there's any upset to happen, I think that's a team to look out for, either them or Providence, if we had a guess.
I mean, I think, with these games, these one-game, playoffs, it's, goalie can steal you a game. I mean, you could have a bad game and the other team, plays well. I think we saw that, in the Maine-Vermont game, Maine felt like Maine maybe had some momentum towards the end of the season. I know they lost the 2 games at the end of the year, but still felt like they were maybe putting something together. And, Vermont puts together a pretty good game and, comes out with a win. So, I don't think, you take anything for granted and you think anybody has a chance to win. And so it should be a fun weekend and see, who winds up, going to Boston next weekend.
So let's talk about a little bit about our takeaways from the series, dive a little bit deeper into that. I think the biggest takeaway that I have, and I sort of mentioned it, was the defense. I thought there were moments in this series where I felt like the defense kind of let UConn down a little bit. In that sort of 2-minute stretch in the third period, a lot of it was because UConn struggled to clear the puck out of the zone, and also they were creating a lot of odd man rushes for BC, and BC was sustaining a lot of offensive zone time as well. And then same thing sort of happened in the third period. It's sort of frustrating when you score 6 goals and you almost lose that game, or at least get into overtime. I knew you were sort of echoing the same thoughts about the defense as I had. Is this is something that sort of needs some, I guess, tweaking heading into the playoffs?
Yeah, it's a little too loose. I mean, a little too loose for what you'd like. You like to be a little bit better defensively. You want to be better. You need to be better defensively. And yeah, it just felt like in both games, you know, I think in the, obviously the Friday night game, it cost them, you know, cost them a game. They're a little too loose. And like you mentioned, their inability to get the puck out of the zone cost them a game. And then, you know, Saturday, you know, they were playing well. And then, you know, like you said, they kind of, I don't know if they let their foot off the gas or they just, you know, defensively, they just didn't, you know, they just became a little bit unglued and, you know, let BC get back into that game. And, you know, if they lost that, it could have been a disaster. You could have been playing, you know, on the road in Lowell this weekend.
Yeah, another thing I want to echo is sort of fix is the penalties, the major penalties that UConn's been taking. Obviously, Jake Percival almost got kicked out on Friday night's game. Roman Canal did get a major penalty for a cross-check on Saturday's game. I think that's something they sort of need to work out. Luckily, the penalty kill was great. That's one of the big positives I did take away from this weekend was how good the penalty kill was, killing off that 5-on-3, like I mentioned, and killing off another major on Saturday. But I just feel like you need to avoid taking those game misconduct major penalties because you don't want to be down a man, but you also don't want to give a team like Lowell that, you know, might not have the names on paper like BC has, but can still do some damage on the power play if you give them time. That's something that I think needs to be addressed as well for next weekend.
Well, you never want to be shorthanded. I mean, the more times you give, no matter who you are, the more times you give a team a power play, you know, you're potentially asking for it. So, yeah, I mean, minimize the penalties, you know, be a little bit tighter defensively, and you know, take advantage of the offensive chances that, you know, you're going to have, because this is it. You know, it's one and done.
And one thing I do want to mention that's a positive was the goal scoring, especially Saturday when Justin Pearson got a hat trick. You saw contributions from other players like Ty Amonte and Matthew Wood. That's something that's important, is getting depth scoring from your top players heading into playoffs. And I feel like we saw that this weekend. Obviously, Samu got a goal on Friday, which I thought was a good goal. Just talk a little bit about, I guess, the offense that UConn's been having this past weekend and how important that depth scoring is going to be in, and not just next week's game, but potential future playoff games that they have if they head to the Garden in a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's obviously, you know, balanced scoring. I mean, that's something I think, you know, we feel like that I think UConn has a little bit of. You know, they have multiple guys who can score. You know, I'm looking for some more consistency in those top two lines. And I would like to see, you know, again, I'd like to see, you know, them put a little bit more pressure on offensively, spend a little more time in the offensive zone. I think if they can do that, you know, that's a key factor for them to, you know, to sort of win this game here on Saturday.
Now, UConn is 50-50 without Ty Amonte. He got hurt again on Saturday. Ryan Tattle will not play due to concussion. Whether Amonte plays or not, how do you think those injuries affect UConn? Because I feel like they've really struggled at times without Ty. I know they had that good weekend against Anchorage and UNH without him, but the UNH series when he left, they struggled a little bit, and you saw that a little bit on Saturday and Friday when he wasn't playing.
I mean, obviously, you like to have his leadership out there. You like to have, you know, the fact that he's a veteran player. I think that's important, you know, particularly at this time with a young team. But, you know, I think there are other players there that they can sort of, you know, lead the way and step up. So I'm not too concerned about it. Obviously, I hope he plays. But, you know, they should have enough, you know, this late in the season with the amount of time everybody's played, you should be ready to go.
Let's talk about the goaltending, because obviously we assume that Sergeyev will probably get the start next week against Lowell. But Turnus did get the start on Friday, which was a little bit surprising to some people, because you thought, you know, Cav wanted to maybe have some consistency with the goaltending heading into the playoffs. Now, Turnus had his great moments on Friday, but he also had his bad moments on Friday. Some of them might have even cost UConn a game or that game, because that first goal I really didn't like at all. I felt like he was trying to be too flashy with the save and ended up going right through the five hole. We all assume that Sergeyev got the start, but what's been your thoughts on how Cav did the goaltending this weekend? And do you think she should have started Sergeyev Friday? And obviously, do you think Sergeyev's going to get the start in the playoffs? And how do you think he's been playing lately? Because I think he's been playing fine, but I don't think he's been playing great. He's had moments where he's played really well, but there's been moments where he's sort of looked average, and I feel like they're going to need him to be above average. And the Sergeyev we've seen in some of these big games that he's had in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you've been – I mean, I don't think, you know, UConn's goaltending hasn't blown you away this year. I think, you know, they obviously played a tandem, which they normally don't do. They usually go with the one person. So, you know, I think maybe that's part and due to that, you know, you have two goalies who don't have a lot of, you know, up coming into the season, didn't have a lot of experience. So you let, you know, sort of both of them play in tandem. I agree with you. I thought for sure that we were going to see in the Boston College series that he was going to go with one guy, and that's, you know, that that was going to be the person that he was going to, you know, roll in with the playoffs. So my assumption is it's going to be Sergeyev. I mean, I
you
think
just it, never know, though. That's a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I just, it feels like it's going to be him. I mean, I just feel like of the two, he's been a little bit better of the two. But you know, I don't know. I don't know what I'd be interested to know what you know, what the coaching staff is thinking there in terms of, you know, how they're looking at this. You know, whether it's you know, I don't know if they feel like one goalie matches up. I'm trying to remember. I should have had this pulled up. I don't have it pulled up. But you know, when UConn played Lowell this year, you know what the stats were. If I'm not mistaken, Sergeyev wasn't he in that 7-3 game?
No, he was. They played when they played Lowell. They won and they lost in overtime 3-2, and then they won. I believe it was 5-3 or something on that second game in Hartford. I thought Sergeyev actually played really well in that Lowell game because he played the home one. I remember that. And one of the things that impressed me was I thought UConn got off to a really good start in that Lowell game. But then that second, third period, they really struggled. But I thought Sergeyev's play really kept UConn in that game, and they ended up holding on for a win. And I don't really remember too much from Ternus's performance at Lowell, but I don't remember it being the reason why they lost that game. I thought they just took too many penalties and got off to a slow start, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so I'm looking up here. They lost that first game at Lowell 3-2 and then won 4-2. I'm just trying to, again, I don't remember a lot of those games.
It was a while ago, so don't worry.
So I have to go back and look. But, you know, I wonder if they look at those games. I mean, is there something there that, you know, that the coaching staff sees or that they feel, you know, does one stack up better than the other? I don't know. I mean, again, I feel like it's going to be Sergeyev, but you know, if you get to the game on Saturday and Dernis is playing, honestly, I don't think I'd be that surprised.
Now let's preview a little bit about this upcoming playoff matchup. Lowell, they've been struggling a little bit. I heard a stat where they've won only two of their last nine games or something like that. So they're not coming into this series on a positive note, especially since they got blown out by Northeastern in a do or die game. But you can never count out Norm Bazin. He's probably the best coach in Hockey East right now, in my opinion. And I think one of the things that impressed me the most is whenever there's big games, Lowell is always ready for them. And they're definitely going to be ready for this one against UConn. And it's going to be a grind to get a win in this one, which is what you expect come playoff time.
Yeah, 4-5. Lowell's always a tough out. I think UConn is the better of the two teams. So I think, you know, if they play their game, they should win. Yeah, just looking at it here. So let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, they've, you know, two shutout wins, two wins, and the rest are all losses. So, yeah, they've certainly struggled down the stretch here a little bit. Again, they've played some good teams, though. They've played Merrimack. They've played Northeastern. So, you know, they played some good teams in that stretch, too. But, yeah, no, I think this will be a tough game for sure. Lowell's always tough. I think they are always a hard team. They grind. They play a certain style, and I'd expect this. You know, I could see this. You know, being a 3-2 type of game.
Yeah, for sure. And let's look at some of Lowell's top players and who their goaltending might be. Now, my guess is Gustav Davis Griggles will get the start for Lowell. I think he's been the better goalie of the tandem that they've had with him and Henry Welsh. I'm just trying to find the statistics right now, but. That Griggles, when he played against UConn on that Friday night game, I remember him really standing out and playing very well. Welsh, he has had success, though. He was the main goalie for Lowell in their 2021 Hockey's playoff run when it was in the single elimination format. So definitely going to be interesting to see what Norm Bazin rolls with in that game. I've got to guess they go with the experience grad transfer from Alaska.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, I don't know much about Lowell's sort of situation, but sure does feel like that's the way they would lean. You know, one game playoff, they're going to go with the guy with maybe a little more experience.
Some top players to look out for Lowell is Carl Berglund. He's been there for a while. He's a senior. He has 27 points in 34 games. They have a defenseman, John McDonald, who's a grad student. He's second on the team with points in 19 and 33 games.
Tied for second.
tied for second with 19 points in 33 games. Not something that you see from a freshman from a grad student defenseman too much, which I found that stood out to me. But they just have a lot of like guys that you don't really hear too much, but they're just good players. I've really liked Owen Cole when he played against UConn last in that game in that series in November. Matt Cross is a guy that really stood out to me last year. Phil Forna Fenson, he's a grad student. He's also stood out to me. Karenchik, and you obviously got Ben Meehan, who's a LA Kings prospect. He's a defenseman. So their players don't really like stand out nationally, but they're just really solid players, and I think that really speaks to UMass Lowell and just the program that they've built over the past few years.
Yeah, that's the thing with them, you know, not flashy, but you know, always very good, always very disciplined, always very you know, just a tough, again, just a tough solid team.
So now let's just go over what's going on around the league. This is going to be a quicker episode if for anyone that's just wondering. But so the opening round games happened last night. Providence, Boston College, and Vermont won. Obviously, Vermont was sort of the big upset in that one. And then Providence got the OT winner against UNH, and then BC pretty much blew out UMass. That means the quarterfinal matchups for Saturday are going to be Merrimack, Boston College, Northeastern Providence, and BU Vermont, along with UConn versus UMass Lowell, obviously. Just any general thoughts about what's going on in the playoffs? I think I was a bit surprised to see Vermont win. But other than that, I thought everything was sort of played out the way I thought it was going to play out.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously the Vermont one's the big surprise. So, but, you know, I look at both the Providence-Northeastern matchup. I mean, that one's going to be interesting. Providence always has trouble scoring goals, and they're obviously going against probably the best goalie in big in Hockey East. So that one, you know, that one's going to be interesting. Providence is going to have to find ways to obviously get some past Levi if they want any shot to win, and that's going to be tough for them. But still, I think that'll be wind up being a good game. I think that's a tough first-round game for Northeastern. BC Merrimack, I mean, I would expect Merrimack to win. I think they're sort of so solid top to bottom. I think, you know, they maybe had a little bit of a stumble there at one point, but they finished strong. So I'm, you know, if I had to call it, I'm looking for, you know, both, you know, at least on those two games, I would say Northeastern and Merrimack are probably going on to Boston.
I would definitely say BU is probably going to go into Boston as well. They've been dominant. I don't want to take anything from UMass Lowell, and they can obviously pull off that upset as well. But it seems like BU should theoretically get into the, at least go to the Garden next week.
You mean Vermont? You said UMass Lowell.
Oh, my bad. Boston University should theoretically go to Boston next week at the Garden. Obviously, you don't want to take anything away from Vermont, but that's probably what's going to happen. UConn, UMass Lowell is sort of a toss-up. I think UConn has the advantage because it's a home game, and I think they just have a better team personally. I'm not trying to be biased here. I really do believe that. And then, obviously, Providence, Northeastern. I think that's the best chance for an upset, in my opinion. And I'm going to go with it. I'm going to say Providence beats Northeastern and Merrimack holds suit against Boston College. But I think both those games are going to be really interesting to see how those events turn around. And obviously, if UConn ends up getting the job done against UMass Lowell, that will be a huge factor in who UConn plays against who UConn plays at the Garden if they were to make it to the semifinals on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I have to say, if I'm a betting man, I would go with all four home teams this weekend. I just feel like that's sort of where I'm feeling like it's headed. But you again, it's a you know, one game format, so that's what makes it exciting. One of these games, I wouldn't be surprised if there's any sort of, you know, I mean, the one thing I would be surprised, obviously, if Vermont upsets BU. I think Vermont, while, you know, they had a really nice game on Wednesday, I just think that's a real tough challenge for them. So again, just looking forward to this weekend, and like, let's see where, you know, see where it happens and see who's going to the Garden next week.
Yeah, it should be a very exciting weekend nonetheless, and I'm really excited to see UConn take care of business, hopefully against UMass Lowell at Saturday at 4:30 or 4 p.m.?
I believe it's 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock at Toscano. Should be a very exciting game. Really excited for this one. First ever playoff game at Toscano, and one of my favorite games of being a UConn fan was that last year's quarterfinal game against Boston University, just the atmosphere, and obviously UConn getting their very first hockey's playoff win, and I feel like it's going to be a similar atmosphere Saturday at Lowell, or against Lowell.
Yeah, should be good. You know, first playoff game on campus, so
sold out.
So it should be fun.
Should be fun. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I really appreciate it. We'll be hopefully talking to you guys on Wednesday, previewing the Hockey East semifinals. So that should be a lot of fun and looking forward to it. Any final words, Chris, before we head off?
None from me.
Awesome. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I really appreciate it.